Hi, this is David Feldman. You may think you've lived a happy life without knowing the answer to why you don't feel a mosquito while it's biting you, or why there are peanuts in plain M&Ms, or why water towers are built so high. But you're not really happy. Face it, in our everyday life, we're confronted with thousands of mysteries that we cannot solve. So, we repress our anxiety. Could you imagine a life haunted by the recurring dread of not knowing what function our earlobes serve? And as those of us who've seen Dr. Joyce Brothers on television know, repression isn't good for you. So our quest is to eradicate all of these nagging imponderables. Luckily, we have the best possible collaborators, our readers and listeners. For example, a lot of them have been wondering, how do several products come by their brand names? Let's start with, how did Kodak get its name? Is it true that the name comes from the sound of the shutter? Standard Oil of New Jersey was roundly criticized when it changed its name to Exxon, a word chosen for its euphony and uniqueness rather than any obvious meaning or associations. The name change was deplored by editorialists for confirming the soullessness of the post-World War II era. But George Eastman trademarked Kodak in 1888, and the word didn't mean a darn thing. The Eastman Kodak Company gets asked this question so often that they have prepared a pamphlet on the subject. Yes, they have heard the rumor that Kodak was the onomatopoeic description of the shutter closing, but the truth, although more prosaic, is fascinating nonetheless. As a representative of Eastman Kodak told us, George Eastman invented it out of thin air. In several letters, Eastman described the less than scientific process that led to the creation of one of the United States' most famous trademarks. I devised the name myself. The letter K had been a favorite with me. It seems a strong, incisive sort of letter. It became a question of trying out a great number of combinations of letters that made words starting and ending with K. The word Kodak is the result. It was a purely arbitrary combination of letters, not derived in whole or part from any existing word, arrived at after considerable search for a word that would answer all the requirements for a trademark name. The principle of these were that it must be short, incapable of being misspelled so as to destroy its identity, must have a vigorous and distinctive personality, and must meet the requirements of the various foreign trademark laws. Eastman's last point is important. One can't receive a trademark if the proposed name is merely an existing word or words found in the dictionary that accurately describes the item. As Eastman wrote in 1906, there is, you know, a commercial value in having a peculiar name. Speaking of peculiar names, did you ever open a bottle of your favorite soft drink and wonder, how and why did 7-Up get its name? 7-Up was a brainchild.